Okay. What I would do to a 6 foot plus tall man if he was 100% at my mercy? Well, first, I would bring him up to my house, and as soon as we got in the door, I'd lock the bottom lock and the metal lock and the chain lock at the top and turn it, look at him. And he would have this feeling like, oh shit, what did I just get myself into? First thing I would do would be to grab him by his hair. And I mean, I'm pretty short, but I could still grab him by his hair and force him down to the ground on his back. And so he was laying there, and I would stand over him and put my foot on his chest and tell him, don't fucking think that you can get away from me. Don't think that just because you're bigger and you're a guy and you're stronger, don't let that give you any false sense of security and that you may possibly get out of this without having any of your limits pushed or flat out broken. Safe words mean nothing to me. I stop when I want to stop, and it's not your call. And I know you don't know what I look like, but I've been told all my life that I have this, it's called the look. It's in my family. It's called the look. When I give you the look, you know not to fuck with me. That I am a not fuckable person. I mean, I'm a fuckable person, but not, you don't fuck with me. And I hope you don't mind me smoking, but I'm very much enjoying this already. Give me a second. So, once he's there and he's realized his place, grab him by his hair and pull him back up again so he's on his knees, not standing. I'll make it very clear that unless it's absolutely necessary, his head will never be above mine. That's a dominance issue. It's, most people don't know that that's how it works, but subconsciously, even dogs, they know it. They know if your head is above theirs, that means you are the dominant one. So, well, now that he's on his knees, I would drag him into my bedroom and first cuff his hands behind his back. And, well, before I put cuff his hands, I'd take off his shirt and push him, cuff his hands behind his back, push him so that his chest and his face are down on my bed and his ass is up in the air pretty much. Pull off his pants. For now, I would leave his boxers on, and for the sake of my fantasy, he has boxer briefs on because I think those are sexy on guys. So I leave his boxer briefs on and start with running my hands up and down his legs, very light, sensual touches that on the backs of his knees make him squirm and kind of jerk around a little bit, and that gets me off. I like seeing guys squirm for me. I wouldn't let me get too comfortable there. Just comfortable enough. So that when I pulled out the, when I pulled out the canes, he would not be expecting it. He would just hear kind of rattling around, and I'd start with the thick one first. The one that thuds instead of stings. The one that hurts. And I'd kind of run the cold hardwood against his ass and the backs of his thighs and just wail into him. I do it in spurts of five. I let him know that I do them in spurts of five. So if he thinks that he can't tolerate it, he's only got, at the very most, four more to go. And he and you can make it through four of anything. What he doesn't know is it's five, and then five, and then five. But, you know, as long as he thinks that there's only four more to go at any point in time, at the very most, you can make it through anything. So, start with the big one. And just, you know, I have an issue with, once I start beating, man, I have an issue with stopping. And I get in top space. And if you've never experienced top space, it's this feeling of lightheaded power. It's this great feeling. You kind of start losing track of how hard you're hitting him and how long you've been hitting him for, because all that is in the fucking room is just pure adrenaline, because you're fucking you're beating the shit out of this giant guy and fucking soaking wet. Because, I mean, what chick, honestly, I'm a submissive normally, but what chick would not get off to beating the crap out of somebody who completely willing, for the most part, at first. I'd beat him with all of the canes, maybe break a couple on his ass. I would beat him with the floggers and the paddle, especially the paddle hurts like a motherfucker. Get him with that. I would hit him with everything until he is bruised and bleeding, maybe. And sore, and he's not even making any noises anymore. He's just letting me fucking do it. Then, after I got bored of hitting him after so long, and I'll come back to hitting him, don't worry. Next thing I would do is uncuff him, roll him over so that he's on his back, on the bed, and tie his arms above his head with rope. I fix it to my headboard so he can't get away. Tie his legs to either side of the bottom of the bed so he's spread eagle, and proceed to berate him as to why the fuck he's not hard, because clearly, if I'm putting that much effort into beating you, and I'm enjoying it, shouldn't you be enjoying it? Guys can't stay hard when they're getting beaten. Because after a while, their body's natural, you know, reaction to protect the family jewels kicks in, and they no longer are hard from it. So, that's when the riding crop would come out, and the riding crop would, I would hit him in the cock with it, until he was hard. Maybe not hard, just enough to give him a little bit of friction so that the blood can circulate to his cock and it gets hard. Once it is hard, money was no object, and, you know, the amount of toys that I had was no object, I would hook up some fucking electrodes to his cock, put a butt plug in his ass so that it completes the circuit. Shock the fuck out of his cock. Then what I'd actually do is do it just, you know, start with pain and then ease it up so that I can make him come just using the electricity, which can be done. I've seen it done. Intrigues the shit out of me. Really want to try it. So he's basically on edge without me even touching him, just from being shocked. And if it were me, guys' nipples are usually pretty sensitive. I would put the nipple clamps on him with the chain connecting the two. Forgot to mention that in my toys video. Anyway, I'd put the nipple clamps with the chain connecting the two, yank on the chain. That's the only stimulation he would get directly from me at that time. And I would bring him right to the edge. I'm a big fan of orgasm denial because I just love pre-cum. When a guy starts dripping pre-cum, I start getting water mouth syndrome. I start drooling and usually scrape it up with my finger and lick it off. I love pre-cum. And so basically just use the electrodes to get pre-cum out of him because I like it. Maybe turn it back up to hurting him. And so I'd be doing that and hurting him. And I love to hear men moan and scream and wince, and I'm a big fucking sadist. You know, I'd be asking him why the fuck he's getting off to being shocked like a dog. That's basically what he would be doing. He'd be getting off to being shocked like a fucking dog. What else would I do to him? I'm curious about cock and ball torture. With my current partner, and I think for a very large guy I would do this too, just because the mental picture of a tiny girl with needles and his cock and the look of sorry, the look of pure terror on his face as I come at him with needles to his dick and his balls is just great. It's great. Torture him with those. Maybe not stick them in fully unless it's in his balls, and I'm really careful. But just poke him with it, make him squirm, and be really scared. Then I would finally be done with torturing him. At this point, I would have unhooked the electricity and taken out the butt plug, connecting the circuit, and probably get on his cock, since he's still tied up, get on it and ride it to my heart's content. If he even thought about coming, smack him in the face, tell him to snap out of it, because it's not about his pleasure, it's about mine. I would probably come over and over and over again, just riding him, feeling him inside me, and after I was done, after I'd come so much that I, at that point, am done and satisfied, and he's just there to have to deal with, and my next favorite thing would be to use my juices to jack off his cock, and that milk his cock, basically. Just, that's all it would be. It wouldn't be about his pleasure, it wouldn't be about him getting off, it wouldn't be about, you know, the end of the scene. It would be about milking his cock of his cum, because what's inside of his balls is more important than anything else on his body, in his mind, anything that he does, what comes out of his balls makes him important, makes him the only thing worth keeping around. And just to top it off, once he did come, I make him come all over himself, which I'm sure would be spraying on his chest. And I would scoop it all up with my hands and force him to eat it, because it's humiliating and degrading, and most guys hate that. Yeah, I don't really care. It's just fun to watch them make that face. You know, after they come, they usually are like, okay, well, we're done.